Black Fire, featuring Cyril Neville. That's Common Ground, winding down that block of fantastic Native Americana tunes today on Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, it's your host, Brett Mabee, checking in with you. I'm joined on the line with Andrew Wilson, the singer-songwriter of the Navajo band Sunburnt Stone. They hail out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And as I was mentioning before the break, today is going to be a little bit of a double feature, as the timing just couldn't have worked out better. As of this week, they have a brand new album coming out, and we're going to talk about their new release, Fifth World, and that's going to be the remainder of the tracks featured from the band today. But when we did leave off, we were talking a little bit about Andrew and Daryl's collaborations over the years. They took a 10-year hiatus after about the mid-2000s. They reformed in 2015, and it's my understanding you guys had a little bit of a hard time finding or keeping a steady drummer anyway that wanted to commit until Nicole came around, yeah?
Nicole, I met right after I graduated college at Fort Lewis in Durango. She was doing a heavy metal show up there, and I just met her by calling in one time. But she was pretty cool, and she vibed with us pretty well. And she's originally from Gallup, New Mexico, but there's like a magical connection between her and Daryl and myself, and I think that's where the life from our band and the magic happens, is like when we get together and start doing something together. Nicole's a big part of the creative process that Daryl and I go through.
Would you say that your other bandmates are just as widely influenced from various genres as you are? You all bring in a smorgasbord of music to the table?
Yes. We all listen to different things at different times, and we share our music to each other every now and then. Oh. I mean, even though I'm like age 41 now, I still have the same energy as when I was 16, when, you know, a band I like comes out with a new album. I wait for it. I anticipate it. And, you know, it's just like the countdown happens, and when it's released, I just have to get it.
It's so much fun. And again, not only because, again, I can pick your brain from the perspective at which you were in the Native American music scene in the Southwest in the mid-90s and everything like that, but also because, you know, let's face it, every now and then people like to talk about rock and roll being dead, and that's always the ever-present question, right? Is rock and roll dead? And Sunburnt Stone is out there saying it's still just as exciting, still just as raw, and can still be just as much fun, too.
Man, you just blew my mind by just saying that. The reason why that I decided to play after 10 years of not playing, I really felt like music was getting, I don't know what the exact word for it would be, almost like it wasn't progressing, like people were just copying each other,
yeah. And
nobody was creating their own style. The reason why I initially wanted to start playing music again, and we started Sunburnt Stone, was I wanted to give something back to, you know, the younger generations, humanity. I try to write my albums, everything that I do, like a journey that's like 1 hour long. I feel today's music is, you know, like people make a song and they do it all for money or all for fame. When I grew up, I remember listening to The Doors or Pink Floyd, or, you know, and you just put on like an album and you can jam the thing for 1 hour and it takes you to a different place, you know, away from your troubles, your work, whatever's ailing you in life. But that's ultimately my goal with what I want to produce with every album I release from now on.
Well, that's definitely evident. And I love the playfulness that you can tell is clearly there between the three of you. And not only that, like the interesting sounds that are being produced. I find myself listening like on Red Red Sun, like, man, what is that? Oh, that's cool. I wonder how they're doing it. You know, and again, that's just that playful nature that, in my opinion anyway, rock and roll is supposed to kind of embody. You know what I mean? So, that's a great first album from Sunburnt Stone, and let's talk about the new one now. If you're down for it, let's talk about Fifth World.
Okay. Well, with Fifth World, I wanted to take a little bit of a different direction than El Navajo. since El Navajo has more of a straightforward, that spaghetti Western rock type sound, I wanted Fifth World to be sort of a takeoff of that, but be more like one of my big influences growing up was like psychedelic music.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll hear definitely a lot of experimental, psychedelic, creative type sounds in it. I like to mess with the listeners' heads, if you can follow me. But I experiment. I do a little bit of opera on there. I do a little bit of like, it's almost like poetry. But then there's still aspects of rock. There's still aspects of that Southwestern sound on it.
Cool. Well, I'm excited to help introduce the sophomoric release for listeners today on Gyno. And, well, let's set the stage. We're going to get back into the music right now. And let's talk a little bit about Freeway. That's going to be the next track we're listening to. Please let the listeners know what they're going to hear.
The song's basically about, you know, going through life and finding your way, your path in life. And once you get there, going back and trying to find home again. Like going forward in reverse, like Ozzy said.
Oh, yeah, I love it. We're going to get right back and wrap up our conversation in just a few. We have a lot more great tunes coming your way before our time with you is up. As a matter of fact, Mickey Free has a new album coming out here and just, well, I think right around the same time as well. Turquoise Blue is the name of the release. He's already released by 2020 in advance of the CD release. So I got one from Mickey coming on. We're going to hear from Keith Cicola, Jesse Ed Davis, and coming at you right now from Sunburned Stone's brand new album, Fifth World. You ought to sing along with this song. It's Freeway, and you're listening to Gyno.
You're listening to Gyno with Brent, maybe.
Captain Rob from Kooik, coming to you from Washington State. We're here with Gyno, with the great Brett Mabee.
Thank you.
Coalition, one of my guest recommendations today. It's on his playlist. And, of course, we were talking about some of Andrew Wilson's influences growing up in the Southwest. And welcome back. You're listening to Gyno. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. I'm joined once again on the line with Andrew Wilson of Sunburnt Stone. We're talking about their first release, El Navajo, which came out approximately a year ago now, almost to the day even. And we're also helping to introduce their latest release, Fifth World, as well. And we have a little bit more time to catch up. Once again, congratulations on a great new album. It's fun to see the band not wanting to be stuck in any one certain genre. You know, I love that too. To me, that's all rock and roll. You were mentioning you had a particular kind of ambiance on the first album, and then you went a little bit of a different direction, a lot more of the psychedelic influence on Fifth World, and you were even letting me know on the break that you've been super busy. Once the pandemic hit, you just hit the ground running and started just writing, yeah?
Yes, I'm actually into the fourth album right now. The third one is being mastered. Daryl does all the mastering and fine-tuning, and when it's ready, we'll figure out a date to release it. But I just hit this point in my life that I decided to do as much as I can and just give it all I got, release everything that's inside of me. Because if I just have my songs inside my head, you know, if I ever leave this earth, they're going to leave with me if they're not recorded.
You got to get them down.
Yes, definitely.
Answer me this then. How is this third release going to differ from the previous two?
The third release has more of like a folky acoustic vibe to it, I would say. You know, there's still, I want to say, probably two rock songs on it.
Yeah.
But it follows the same pattern, you know. The third album is basically going to be a play off my life, 40 years of, like, you know, living. But it's sort of like an introspective, like a singer-songwriter vibe, I guess,
sure,
to it.
One of the things that is so fun for me within the Native American music scene, generally speaking anyway, is that often I encounter artists who aren't just recording, you know, disparate songs and slapping them together. A lot of times I feel like there's some world building going on. There's a whole lot of depth into the art as well. And I was wondering if you could just expound a little bit on that, because as you were saying, there are some commonalities or some threads that tie the albums all together too, yeah?
Yes. Everything that I've do is a journey, and it constantly changes. You know, as human beings, I think we go through different moods and stages in our life. You know, there's a stage where you're born and you don't know anything, but you're discovering the world. And, you know, as you progress, you develop different abilities, different views, different, you know, it changes through life.
Sure.
So like when you're an adult, you have a different attitude.
Or
where everything's going to be,
anyway.
And, you know, yeah. And when you're old, you definitely see the world a different way. You have more experience. But I feel that music's the same way, or it's all like this long journey. And, you know, when you listen to, like, a lot of classic bands and stuff, you can hear, like, how they progress and things change, you know, just depending on where they're at in their journey.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for a great conversation today and helping me to get Sunburnt Stone out there a little bit as well, because, again, I get excited when I feel like, you know, I get to be a part of that process of helping to introduce great artists to listeners. And I certainly feel that that's the case today. I can't thank Keith Cola enough for recommending you and your music and for your recommendations today as well. It's been great to revisit some of your memories growing up in this vibrant music scene that started to emerge in the mid-90s, because it's important to remember where the modern Native American music scene also came along. Came from as well. So thank you once again. As we get ready to wrap up here, I guess my last question for you is, where can people find more of you in Sunburnt Stone at?
We are on all the major media platforms, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, etc. We're also on a lot of the social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and we have our own website. It's sunburnstone.com.
That's right. Go check out sunburnstone.com. I can't wait to get you on the phone and talk a little bit more about upcoming Sunburned Stone projects. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on your show. And I definitely encourage all the Native and other Indigenous artists all over the United States, North America, South America, and the world. You know, I encourage all of you to push yourselves, live your dreams, make that music.
Thank you.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nb1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Hello, this is Andrew Wilson from Sunburned Stone, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Maybe.
I've been driving in my Indian car to the pound of the wheels drumming in my brain. My dash is dusty, my plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. I got to make it to a powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Got my T-bird in the glove box, I ain't got no spare. Got a feather from an eagle, I ain't got no care. The road is empty in my bottle of desire. Daylight is breaking, the sun touches fire. I got to make another powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. The radiator steams, one headlight don't work, the radio can scream. I got a sticker that says Indian Power, I stuck it on a bumper, that's what holds my car together. We're on a circuit of an Indian dream. We don't get old, we just get younger, when we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian car. On the circuit of an Indian dream. We don't get old, we just get younger, when we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian cars. Riding in our Indian cars.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.